taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Let's go! Eagles, come on! Super Bowl weekend, let's fucking go! Jalen Hurts, it's your time! Saquon Barkley, it's your time! AJ Brown, it's your time, come on! Let's win the whole goddamn thing, we got a Super Bowl to win, let's fucking go! Come on! Come the fuck on! What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. Sorry to start off fired up like that, but we got a fucking Super Bowl win! Come on! We didn't come this far to lose Kansas City again! Stop the three-peat. Put Patty in the dirt. Be one of the few to take down Mahomes and Andy Reid. No three-peat will be happening on our fucking watch. Come on! Let's go! Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. If your eardrums have survived this long, I'm sorry. I'm fired up. It's fucking Super Bowl weekend. We got shit to do. We got legacies to manifest. We got legendary seasons to wrap up. This will go down as the greatest Eagles team of all time if they can finish the job on Sunday. Come on! This team is so fucking locked in. Jalen Hurts dialed in. Saquon Barkley didn't even show up to his Offensive Player of the Year presentation because he's so locked in. AJ locked in. Devontae locked in. Brandon Graham locked in, who'll be able to play. Come on, we can't lose this game. We will not lose this game. I don't think it's going to be close. Call me crazy. It's not going to be close. I got all the breakdowns for you guys. We got status updates on players. Everybody's sick, apparently. Patrick Mahomes got voodoo dolls of all the Eagles players in his fucking hotel room, I guess. He's coughing on all of them. Everybody's sick. Everybody's throwing up. Quinyon Mitchell got laryngitis. The hell is going on here? What kind of devil magic shit is this? It's all right, though. The Eagles will overcome because we will not lose this damn game. We got status updates. We got key matchups and more. All that for you guys on this edition of the Philly Pod. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. God, I'm out of breath. Holy hell. Shit. Screaming at all that. My God. Oh, my God. Please leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. If you didn't think you were going to get a preview episode for the Super Bowl, you are sorely mistaken. You are sorely mistaken. It's the fucking Super Bowl. Yes. My God. Probably waking up the neighborhood. It's okay, though. We will do that. You know, today I woke up with supreme confidence. All week long, I've been trying to like manage my nerves, manage my emotions. But I woke up this morning and I'm supremely confident. This Eagles team is constructed to combat and counter everything that Kansas City does. I'll break it all down for you guys, but the stars are aligned. Everything we do well, Kansas City is not good at, and vice versa. I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be 2 scores. Obviously, you wouldn't like do what you got to do to win. I don't care how they do it or what the score is, but I really don't think it's going to be close. I really don't. We got to respect the Chiefs, and it's Mahomes. I don't give a damn. If you scared, go to church. If you scared, get a dog. We ain't scared over here. Don't care about no Patty. Don't care about no Kareem Hunt. Don't care about their field stretchers, Xavier Worthy. And who's the other guy? Xavier Worthy got Hollywood Brown. They got Wash, D-Hop. I don't give a damn. They got Travis Kelce. Everybody's talking about Travis Kelce's going to propose when they win. Oh, my God. Oh, you would have thought the team won. Did the Super Bowl happen already? Was I asleep? What's with all that? We're not doing this. We are not doing this. First on today's docket, before we get into all that, obviously, a big congratulations goes out. God, I'm out of breath. Need some water. Can someone get me some water? Damn. Shit.
Saquon Barkley won Offensive Player of the Year yesterday. We all knew that was coming. He's the first player to win the award in Eagles history. Barkley received 35 of 50 first place votes, winning in a landslide. He also finished third in MVP voting. A shocker, in my opinion, that Josh Allen won that award. I thought Lamar was about to be MVP3. I'm shocked Josh Allen won that thing, because Lamar got more All Pro votes, I believe, and then Josh Allen turned around and won MVP. It's insane. But Saquon Barkley did finish third in MVP voting, so good on him for that. Barkley obviously has bigger fish to fry. He has his eyes set on the prize. Offensive Player of the Year is nice and all, but he wants to win that Lombardi, as we all do. You got to bring it home this whole season. In his eyes, doesn't matter if they do not get the job done, which is why I think we will not lose this game. The team is too dialed. We're too dialed. We're not gonna lose. Zach Bond finished fifth in Defensive Player of the Year voting, which is crazy in my opinion. He finished behind Patrick Surtain, who won the award, Trey Hendrickson, who else was there? Miles Garrett and TJ Watt, which is impressive. Zach Bond, in his first year as a starter, and not only as a starter, but at a new position at off-ball linebacker. He played edge rusher in New Orleans. We all know the story. But for that to even be considered in the Defensive Player of the Year, to even be considered, is, I think, a win for Zach Bond. Bond is the first Eagles linebacker to place in the top five in Defensive Player of the Year voting since Seth Joyner in 1991. So good job to Zach Bond. Another snub of the Philadelphia Eagles, Quinyon Mitchell. Well, I'm not going to call it a snub because Verse did deserve it, but Quinyon Mitchell finished second in Defensive Rookie of the Year voting behind Jared Verse. Jared Verse got 37 first place votes. Quinyon got 9, and Cooper DeJean finished fourth, and I believe Braden Fisk finished third. Now, I'm not mad that Jared Verse won the award because he's been really good this year. I thought the voting was going to be a little closer. 37-9 is kind of crazy. I thought it was going to be a little tighter than that. But Quinyon was so good that QBs hardly threw at him all year long. And I think that ultimately might have cost him the award, because that means that the less QBs are throwing at you, the less we're going to hear his name. While Jared Verse is in LA getting sacks and getting pressures, and everybody's talking about Jared Verse, we're not hearing Quinyon's name a whole lot because QBs aren't trying him a ton. So obviously people have at the forefront of their minds, they're going to have Jared Verse's name. And then when they look at the stats, when you have zero regular season interceptions, you know, that goes a long way as well. Now, Quinyon has made up for that in the postseason. Obviously, these are regular season awards, but Quinyon made up for that in the postseason. He has two picks so far in the postseason. Again, I don't think Quinyon is all that concerned with Rookie of the Year awards, regular season awards. Everybody has one unified goal right now. But it's nice to see him on the ballot and be considered at least, because he did have a really, really good regular season. Quinyon Mitchell so far in the postseason has allowed the lowest allowed passer rating by any defensive back that has seen over 10 targets since 2018. So he has had the lowest passer rating allowed by a defensive back in the playoffs over the last 7 years. That is how good Quinyon has been in these playoffs. And he obviously has the two interceptions, the one against Green Bay, if I remember correctly, and then one against the Commanders. So congratulations to Quinyon for being in that voting ballot as well. All right, some status updates on some players. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Lane Johnson, all were dealing with flu-like symptoms this week, all coming down with an illness. They say that it was it was going around before they left to New Orleans. I don't know if I believe that, because when I was in New Orleans earlier this season for the Saints game, I came back sick as a dog. I like New Orleans and like the people and everything's great. Not the cleanest city in the world. I came back sick. I was like, oh my God, what did I catch down there? So when I first heard that the Eagles were sick, I was like, holy hell, New Orleans must be just getting everybody sick. But then we remembered who they're playing. Somebody coughed in somebody's sandwich, something. I don't know. Like I said, Mahomes got the voodoo dolls in his hotel room, and he's coughing on everything, and he's putting germs on them, and everybody's getting sick because they will sell their souls for the damn three-peat. But the Eagles are going to use the power the power of family and friendship to overcome this. This is classic. This is classic dark versus light, I feel like, in this Super Bowl, which is funny. But Derek Gunn did report yesterday that everybody is feeling much better as of Wednesday. And then Jeff McClain also said today, right before I recorded this on Friday afternoon, that the players are feeling much better and will be a full go, obviously, in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Quinyon Mitchell had laryngitis. I don't know how you even contract laryngitis. You gotta be drinking. It's probably from talking to the media all damn week. That's why nobody wants to do it. You're talking for hours upon hours every single day, and now your throat hurts, and now we don't have these guys at 100%. But the Eagles' social accounts did tweet pictures from yesterday's practice. Jalen Carter and company was included. They all look fine, so I think it shouldn't be an issue. A.J. Brown during media week also said that he is 100% now after dealing with a knee injury throughout all the postseason. He said the first two games he was really impacted more than he let on. He felt good in the championship game. Obviously, he had six catches for 96 yards in that game, so he felt really, really good in that game. And now he says he's 100% for the Super Bowl, which is great because we all saw what he did in the prior Super Bowl 2 years ago, torching Trent McDuffie, scored the touchdown, the great adjustment on that play. So having 100% AJ, of course, increases your chances of being able to win this game. So good to hear that AJ's doing all right. Good to hear that players are recovering from this illness, whatever it is they got. Nolan Smith has had it since Saturday. He was wearing masks and everything. So it's good to see everybody is feeling better. Plug them up on every IV in New Orleans. Give them every IV, every antibiotic, super serum, whatever it is. Make sure they get all the orange juice. Make sure these guys are healthy. I refuse to have this as a reason why we lose the game. It was the sod father 2 years ago. Now everybody's magically sick. I'm not doing this year. I'm not doing it. Get everybody healthy and in the game. I'm not doing it this year. I can't do it this year. I refuse to lose. I tweeted a couple of days ago how I have arrived. Like I said, I've been trying to manage my emotions throughout the week, and it's been tough. And I've arrived at the conclusion, I think on Wednesday, that I don't think I'll be okay if we lose this game. I don't think I will. Like mentally, physically, emotionally, I think I'll be a train wreck. I don't know if I'll ever recover. I didn't deal with the last Super Bowl loss well. Even dating back to the 2004 Super Bowl that we lost, I remember yelling at my dad. And my dad's like a big, scary dude. I remember yelling at him. He came in. I was like making my bed after the Eagles lost. And he was like, it's all right to be sad. And I was like, I'm fine. And he was like, no, I mean, it's okay if you're sad. And I was like, I said, I'm fine. And I snapped at him, man. I've just been an emotional dude about the Eagles ever since I was a kid. And I don't know how I would even cope with this loss or deal with it. A loss cannot happen in my mind. I refuse. I refuse. Just even the semblance. I cannot, bro. I cannot go through this. I will not do it. I will not do it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Into the key matchups. These are the reasons why I don't think the game will be close and why I think the Eagles will handedly win the Super Bowl. And we're going to start here with Jalen Hurts and Spags' defense, because the big storyline in this game is Spags' blitzes, and can Jalen Hurts handle the blitz? Well, Jalen Hurts handled the blitz really well against the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. Hurts was blitzed on 43% of the snaps in that game, and he was lights out, 10 of 16, 141 yards. He took just one sack when faced against the blitz. And he's been doing that all postseason long. He's been, Kellen Moore has dialed up some really good stuff to make sure that Jalen Hurts can combat the blitz. Now, if you look at the game last year, I believe it was week 11 of 2023, the Chiefs game. I was at that game too. Miserable, miserable. I like the city, but it was raining. It was gross out. And at halftime, I was like, yo, if the Eagles don't score here, I might go home. It's so bad out here. But they ended up winning that game, obviously, because Valdes-Scantling dropped that pass in the end zone. I don't know if you guys remember, but Hurts had a hard time against the blitz in that game when he went up against Steve Spagnuolo. He completed just 42% of his passes for 83 yards, and he threw an interception and took a sack in that game. So I think 1 year's development has improved that. I think Kellen Moore has helped that a lot. Let's hope that Kellen Moore doesn't have his eyes fixated on the Saints job. It sounds like he's got that all but wrapped up. I talked about that on a pod earlier in the week. But I think Kellen's pretty dialed, and I think that he will make sure that Jalen Hurts will be able to combat the blitz. And I'm very, very confident in Jalen Hurts in this game. We saw what he did in the last Super Bowl Hurts is 14-1 against AFC teams since 2022, and he is quite literally built on revenge this year. Like, his media has all been pretty much talking about, like, it's not a secret that I do well and people doubt me, and everybody, he probably hears everybody talk about three-peat this, three-peat that, and Mahomes this, and Taylor Swift and Travis that, and he's probably so sick of it that he is going to make sure that he does not lose this game. And I think that Jalen is going to refuse to lose. I think he's going to lead this team to the victory. I've never seen a more dialed in team between Saquon, who won't even go to the award show to accept his award, between AJ, who said he was a paid actor last time, and now this year he knows how to block everything out and just focus on the game, and Jalen, who's just not entertaining anything, and then BG, who wants nothing more but to win this game on what's likely the final game of his career. And even Smitty, who always plays well against the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 7 catches for 122 yards when he played them the first time. He had 7 catches for 100 yards in that first Super Bowl. And he had 6 for 99 last year when they played. So Smitty always has success against this defense. And I think that will be more of the same in this game as well. And if all else fails, who do you have in the backfield? Just the greatest running back this league has seen in some time, probably since AP. Mr. Saquon Barkley, Mr. Offensive Player of the Year. And everyone's like, oh, the Chiefs haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in however many games. It doesn't matter. They gave up 4.9 yards per carry to Joe Mixon in the wild card game. They gave up 6.5 yards per carry to James Cook in the divisional round. Or was that the championship game? I'm sorry, yeah, Kansas City didn't play in the wild card. They gave up 4.9 yards per carry to Mixon in the divisional round, and they gave up 6.5 yards per carry to James Cook in the championship game. Saquon has 442 yards in the playoffs alone in 3 games. That's the most through the conference championship since 2006. I don't ever realize, load the box. If you sell out against the run, who, guess what? AJ and Smitty are downfield. Guess what? You have Dallas Goedert, who leads the league in receiving yards this year. The Chiefs allow the most yards to tight ends in the regular season. They have Dallas Goedert, who's been on fire in the playoffs. He leads the team in receiving. You want to sell out against the run? Okay, Goddard's there. Okay, AJ. Okay, Smitty. There's just too many ways for the Eagles to win this game. And I think the only way the Chiefs come out of this, the victor, is either turnovers or some wild, wacky shit happens. Like, or the refs get too involved or something crazy. I really don't. The Eagles are so good at taking care of the football, and they're so good at taking the ball away, that I'm struggling to find ways that Kansas City comes out on top, unless it's some freak thing. And that might sound like Homer-ish. Like, even looking at this objectively, I've tried to take off the emotional Eagles goggles of it all. And I cannot fathom a way. The Eagles are just too good at things. They lead the league in time of possession. The best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to keep him off the field. The Eagles hold the ball for 35 minutes a game. You can't do anything if you're on the sidelines. They use Dallas Goedert when the Chiefs allow the most yards to tight ends. They can't stop the run, especially in the postseason. They were eighth rushing defense in the regular season, but that hasn't been the case in the playoffs. And like I said, if you want to sell out to stop Saquon Barkley, then so be it. And Jalen Hurts proves that he can dice you through the air. You want to let Jalen Hurts beat us? Okay, he proved that he can do that. There's just too many ways for the Eagles to win. Too many methods, and they're too tied together. They're too driven. I have that feeling, man. I have that feeling that the Eagles are going to do this. I cannot fathom how they lose this game. Like I said, unless it's a ref show, or unless like Hurts has uncharacteristic turnovers and tries to force things. You obviously got to respect Patrick Mahomes. I'm not dismissing the Chiefs by any means. You got to respect Mahomes and what he's done. And if he gets a fourth ring before the age of 30, then you have all the conversations you want. But I don't think the Eagles will allow a three-peat on their watch. Not this team. Not the 2024 Eagles. I don't think that's going to happen. I got 31-17 Eagles. Call me what you want, say what it is. Overly confident, supreme confident. I think they do it. I'm running out of words. They're gonna be Super Bowl champions. They're gonna do it. And they're gonna come back to Philadelphia as champions. And then Hurts will be talked about differently. Sirianni will be talked about differently. This will be the greatest team in franchise history if they pull this off. Just please finish the job. Please, Jalen. Please, of all my knees, bro. Please finish this. I cannot deal with a loss. I really have no idea how I would deal with this. I know I won't be okay for some time. I don't know. But we don't think like that. It's all Eagles. It's the Super Bowl. Let's fucking do it. Let's bring it home, boys. Let's go. Thank you guys for tuning into this edition of the Philly Pod. Wanted to make sure I got you guys one before the Super Bowl, obviously before the weekend. Be sure to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Let's come back here. I don't even know what day I'll be back to celebrate. I'll be too hungover for days and drunk. And word to CJ, we'll be drunk. And then we have parades and all that stuff. But we'll be back to definitely celebrate on the show when the Eagles pull this thing off. Until then, y'all, enjoy your Super Bowl parties, your time with your families, and more importantly, the celebration when they all win. Let's fucking do it, boys. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. I'll catch y'all next week, hopefully as champions. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.